Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy!
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers. Yeah! It is me, Greg Tannehill, your GM again, and this is an episode continuing on. This is part two, and round the table we once again we have.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and in this episode I'm playing Dragul von Draco, the most vampire-y vampire in vampiredom.
Nice.
Hello, I'm Ellie Morris, and I am playing Belle Plodling, one of two little gnome twins.
And hello, my name is Chris Leask, and I play Doe Plodling, who is the other twin to Belle, and currently, like every episode we ever do, naked on a coffin. That's where he's at.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Erica Ishii, and I'm playing Thumper, who is a hyperactive, but still very cool, rabbit. Yeah, pretty much.
That's who it
that's
is.
That's it.
Very much based on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Great. Oh, and I didn't realize that, Doe, you were naked. I just thought you took
a robe.
Oh, it was literally just the robe.
I didn't have any undergarments.
You can blame the Horned Devil for that. Malrix didn't. Yeah, he only remembered the robe for you. Then.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, let's continue with part two of the Devil's Playthings.
So last episode, we had you guys finding your way onto a keelboat, but unfortunately, you lost your vessel to some dinosaurs in the River Styx. And had to make your own makeshift one out of a coffin box.
So we need to still head up the river. So we'll keep going that way.
Presumably we're drifting downstream now.
Oh, can I cast Gust of Wind?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Cool. So I'm going to cast Gust of Wind.
How long does it last for?
So it lasts, it's up to one minute.
But if you cast Gust as a cantrip, you can just keep doing that.
I'll do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so can I cast Gust as a cantrip, and I'm going to just, point us in the right direction, keep us moving.
Great.
Hey,
okay.
Little dudes, look what happens when you work together with each other. One of you's got the sail, one of you got the lungs to blow the sail.
Yes, I guess it's not that bad having a twin sometimes.
No, I guess it is. It is quite nice, and I guess we do work quite well as a team.
Yeah, when we're not killing our entire family.
Oh.
Careful of that heart. Don't get too overexcited. Might have a heart attack again.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing as well. Presumably, you can die here if you just get too excited.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a tough mechanic.
Keep an eye on that. Got it. So, something else comes into sight upriver after a little while, as you're kind of like sweating from casting this spell over and over again. Another boat, a very small boat, a little rowboat, a little ferryman on it. And there seems to be some sort of small wooden structure on his boat that he's standing on. You see this, he's dressed in tattered robes, skin tight to his face, so you can see his gums, as you see this weird undead looking ferryman kind of looking at you with kind of glowing yellow eyes, and then stops kind of punting like he was, but he stays perfectly in line with your boat as it moves along. And he just looks at you all, grins, this gummy grin, going,
oh.
And then thwacks this bit of this kind of wooden structure on his small boat, which suddenly loudly unfolds into a store.
That's a merch store.
However,
yeah, Pumper's dream.
And he whacks the thing again, and on two small chains, clatters down another wooden sign, just saying, trade?
Oh. Whoa. Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
He looks at you and just grins.
Ah, Gums. We'll call you. So, what do you want? What do you want from us? If there's a trade,
he knocks the thing again, and another sign just falls down. He says, "What have you got?"
Oh,
I want to see how far these signs go.
Yeah.
What's your age?
Dragul takes off. It says, "Here, trade this," and he pokes a little ring through the hole in the in the coffin. He has a little signet ring with a D for Draco, a D for Draco on it. His second name. It's his signet ring.
Oh, trade this.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I have no need for material possessions.
Okay. Anyone got anything better than the ring?
Oh.
Just to be, you know, check everything thoroughly. Mm. Just to be thorough.
Okay.
It's better than my bag of sand. Okay, so I take the ring from Dragul and hand it over.
Okay. He kind of happily grins, takes it, clutches it in his hand, opens his hand, and the ring's gone. It's gone. He's taken it. He pulls out a bottle. No check required. I'll just tell you, this is a potion of frost giant strength.
Oh.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really curious if I trade the bag of sand, what I'll get.
Yeah.
It's going to be so crap. Let's do it. I hand him the bag of sand.
Your bag of sand, he takes, kind of looks at it a bit. He actually opens it up and looks inside a bit. and then it disappears. And he pulls out another bottle.
Oh.
Potion of healing.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really useful.
Just a basic potion of healing.
I pull out of one of my worn pockets a painting that's like a little kid's painting of like basically me. And it's a painting that Belle had made for me.
Aww.
And just go, no, I don't need anything, I'm fine.
It's okay if you give it away, you know. I can always draw you another one.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't say anything there. I just turn away and sit down. I'm not giving it.
Aww.
No, yeah.
Okay. Aww.
I mean, I guess if we're getting really cool stuff, and I take off my vest and I hand it to him, and I say, "Hey, I spruced this up from back in the early days with my band when we were just kind of playing in little taverns all over, and here you go."
And I lean over, I just like put my hand on your heel. And I'm just like, but what happens when you get back and you won't have your merch for the band?
You know what? I can stud up another vest and I'll have another new band name. Cool Guys. The Cool Guys.
Gums takes the vest and he holds it for a second and you see his eyes widen and looks back at you with a very big gummy grin. Knowing how valuable this is to you. And he balls it up into his hands and it's gone. And pulls out a pair of boots. Very large boots. And they've got little pairs of wings on either side. As you have just gained winged boots.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, man. This is really great.
And what about Bodil? What does Bodil trade?
Well, I've got a locket with my
my kids' pictures in.
Oh
perfect. Threaded. Come on. Let go of the locket.
Hey, you know what? If it's just to remember them by, we can write a song about them and stuff. And, you know, you can remember them that way.
Okay, good. Okay. He pulls out some more bottles. This time it's three greater healing potions.
Oh wow.
Nice. Yes, three of them.
Oh.
My gnome holds out her potion to Bodil and goes, trade?
she accepts, yeah. Okay. So Bodil has the healing normal potion. Healing potion. You guys have got the three greatest.
Yes.
Cool.
One for you, Doe, one for you, Thumper, and one for you, Dragool.
Thank you.
What about you?
Well...
What? No, don't worry, we could share it.
Yeah.
And maybe if I drink it, you'll get that healing as well, right?
So anyway, next up... And then everything like very loudly and clumsily folds back up again into this kind of small little hut thing on his small boat. And he starts punting away.
Oh.
And leaves you and disappears down the River Styx.
Gosh, I would love if like the last thing we had to do really relied on a bag of sand. That was the key to the whole thing.
Could be like an Indiana Jones. You got to swap out the item.
You all hear something. And there is a sudden chill in the air as you hear a slow, low drone of a sea shanty. You look up and you see a dilapidated ship approaching. It looks weathered and worn, and the dark wood looks decayed and rough. Rusted metal fixtures cling to the splintered hull. It bears scars of countless storms, battles, and voyages. Tattered sails hang like shrouds. The figurehead is a skeletal mermaid, but despite its decrepit look, it sails smoothly atop the river. And this song gets louder and louder as it pulls up to the side of your makeshift vessel. You look up and see a figure lean over the side. Its skin fairly translucent, and this captain's hat with adorned with feathers and bones, and it's all quite garish as this figure looks down at you.
All aboard.
What's everybody looking at?
Well, what do you think we should get on then?
What we should speak to him.
I am already playing along. I have like a baron out and I'm like playing along to the sea shanty. And just sort of grooving a little bit. Like, yeah.
Yes, I'm not sure how long this coffin will hold us in the water. Perhaps this would be a good opportunity to get onto a safer boat.
Maybe. I think we should just speak to him quickly first. Excuse me, sir. Are you good? Will you hurt us?
No. Wait, which question were you answering? Are you good or will you hurt us?
He just grins, this is big toothy grin.
Oh, wow, do you know gums?
Oh, yes. Come up, we're friends.
Oh,
well,
God.
I think we should do it. This coffin won't hold much longer.
I agree. Everybody get my coffin on board. You cannot leave my box behind.
And he drops down a rope ladder down the side.
Great. Can he also drop down a large harness system to get my...
Can I cast Mage Hand to help lift you up?
It's not going to lift.
It's going to be heavier than what Mage Hand can do.
Maybe on the boat. Wait, if we both do Mage Hand?
Double Mage Hand?
It's like 10 pounds. It's like a bag of sugar. Like,
I reckon they must have like a fishing net on this boat.
They can just
like
pick
it up like a fish and unleash it.
Okay, no persuasion roll needed.
Come on. Yeah. Catch him.
You see, he doesn't disappear from the side of the boat, but like this fishing net just suddenly appears and comes down and catches you. Just drags you all up awkwardly. Draugul, could you roll a dexterity check to see if you can keep your dirt from falling out?
It's a natural one.
Oh my God.
Two lots of dirt have fallen out. And I'll reveal now what I'm doing. Basically, when we get to five lots of dirt, so you're on four, when the fifth one falls out, maybe you'll be stunned.
The actual thing is that if I end my turn
in running water or on running water, I take 20 acid damage.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
That's so intense.
Oh, all wow.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Scoop
keep in
the
mind.
Dirt back in, guys. So yeah. You want dirt.
I've got some dirt in my pockets.
I don't think you do. I'm afraid you all like did your best to get dirt in that coffin.
You haven't got any pockets anymore.
Yeah, you've got no pockets.
It's
where
the
did
sale.
You put it? By the way, it's the sail. Right.
I can put it back on.
You can put your sail back on.
Yeah, yes. In fact, let's make that a thing now. I'm putting the sail back on. We don't need it. Yeah. I'm now
all
fully
really
clothed.
Awkwardly, and this is all happening while you're like being lifted up in this really stinky, weird fishing net. Okay, and you find yourselves flopped onto the deck of this large sailing ship.
Oh my.
And up on this deck, it's dilapidated, it's all kind of splintered here and there, the sails are all tattered and horrible. The sea shanty kind of slowly has stopped as you were being pulled up. And you see this kind of classic kind of pirate captain garb, long flowing coat. He has one leg missing, but you don't see anything that's replaced it. However, he's standing upright as if he was on two legs.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, a kind of big bushy beard, kind of bits of it kind of twirled into braids. But he's a bit wispy and translucent.
Aye, welcome to the Nameless.
Oh, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Captain Cyrus.
Oh,
I like your coat. Very Sergeant Pepper of you.
Where is this ship going, please?
Oh, well, if you want to stay on the ship, I think...
And he looks at you, the one who was playing along with the sea shanty.
Yeah.
I think you need to provide this deck with a little entertainment.
You mean a performance?
Like a performance or something?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes it gets long and boring on the waters.
Is it just you on here?
Oh, no.
Hey, lads!
And you see all these kind of various objects around the ship just kind of lift, and you hear kind of a cheer.
Oh, that's utterly, utterly terrifying.
Invisible crew.
It's invisible crew. Okay. What kind of performance do you want? Do you want poetry? Do you want...
Wait. Let's see a contract first, okay? All right. So, first of all, where are we headed to?
Well, I was going to tell you after you entertain me.
Well, that's not really how contracts work, sir.
We have one of the world's most renowned performers here, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
All right, well...
do you want to persuade?
let's roll a persuasion check to see if you can get this out of him before.
That's 11.
11.
Well, we're slowly heading upriver back to... drop off some cargo to an island.
Which island would that be?
Oh, many names did this island have.
Is one of them Shadowfell?
Shadowfell? Oh, no.
Oh.
That's not the name of this island.
Is it Shadow Isle?
Hmm? Shadow Isle.
We're heading to Shadow Isle.
Yeah, that's the name you heard.
That's where we're going.
Oops.
But if you want to know more, and if you want to still be allowed on this ship, and not made to walk the plank, then let's see a little entertainment.
Oh, okay. We huddle over to Thumper.
Give us a minute.
Just give us a second, thank you.
All right, everyone. So, we have the box waddles over.
Yeah.
I haven't got the leg holes or arm holes anymore, so I'm just
tipping along.
Tipping from side to side to waddle over.
Okay, everyone. We got everything we need. We got the rhythm.
I can perform an excellent dance. The box step.
Oh, no.
I knew it was coming.
No. Horrible man.
I might have a very smart idea. And I just sit down cross-legged. I was going to do something more impressive. I sit down and I start just muttering to myself. Don't worry.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, I've got this rib that I was learning with. So shall we?
Yeah. Let's do this.
And
Whip out the drum kit, the entire drum kit.
By the way, does your drum kit kind of like unfold or something? Is it kind of, are we ruling that it magically appears?
It kind of unfolds. I pull out from the bag, it's like a drum, and then it like folds out into, there's like a cymbals and a snare and a, the bass drum. It's like the bass drum. Like it's all like a Matryoshka nesting drum.
Awesome.
I take the drift globe, and can I do a thing where I turn it like on and off, so it's kind of like a like strobing?
Yes!
I'm gonna hold it above my head and just balance it on the box.
Yeah, great.
And make it strobe.
The light spell is just
and the box is just waddling awkwardly from side to side.
Go.
And I'm also going to prestidigitate it so that like it spins all sick.
Yeah.
Sweet
awesome.
Box moves.
Okay. Then Thumper, I'll let you roll with advantage because of all this stuff. A performance check.
That one's not so good. Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Oh, I don't have to do
beautiful.
My
right here. Nice. Okay, so based on your roll, which very much succeeds, what does this ghost crew see?
Yeah, we've got the dancing box with the drift globe on its head, spinning super fast and strobing. We've got Belle sat on the floor just like whacking this rib of this vrog. What is it?
Vrock.
That's it. Whacking the rib of the vrock. We have Thumper.
Absolutely. Shredding it. Shredding on the drum.
Yeah. And can I also cast Mage Hand just to make it do like the raise the roof?
Or like a rock and roll, I don't know, some kind of... like throwing up the horn.
Great. Do you just say rock and roll or no?
I do it rock and roll.
Yes!
And as that happens, I cast Major Image.
Oh.
And I think about the devil I've recently seen, which is Maurix, and I create a giant Maurix who's holding a mic, and even though they can't speak, I don't think, can they? No.
No.
So
no,
what
no,
instead
no.
you have just my voice with this giant devil and me just going do 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 and that's
sing
what
it,
they're seeing. This really giant, terrifying looking devil.
Amazing.
What did that do?
So during this amazing entertainment, you hear like cheers, and you can hear they're definitely enjoying it. You see Captain Cyrus there just kind of wide-eyed and grinning even more and like stamping his invisible foot in rhythm with your song. He looks really surprised at how entertaining this is. At the sight of your devil and Major Image, he goes even more wide-eyed.
Yeah. Everybody, you know this one! Sing it!
They start do-do-do-do-doing at the same time. And then you see, just kind of flickering in and out of vision and translucency, the rest of the crew. You see all these different kind of like images of like half-decayed humans and other humanoids, like some with like big bits of their ribs showing, some with eyes hanging out, one with a head kind of flopping off its stump of its neck while it's doing and pouring a real bottle of rum kind of down the neck stump, and they're having a great fucking time.
Wow.
And they look. The captain looks up at the image of Melrix and laughs a lot, and he just says, After this is done,
well, it comes to 10 minutes. So it's
10 minutes.
Let's say it's 10 minutes long. Then just finishes. Well, no, just before it's like 58 seconds. And it's just like, okay, I think I'm done. And then he runs downstairs and disappears.
And it finishes. And there's a hush. And you just hear the creaking of the vessel. And then this massive cheer.
That was the finest sea shanty I've heard in decades.
Take a bow, everyone. Take a bow.
Oh, really?
Bow,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. Okay, the box just falls on its face. Flat, face down on the
great.
Ship.
Great.
You can certainly stay aboard. We give you passage.
Oh.
All right.
Nice.
Maurix, was it?
Yes.
And he looks at you, knowing who cast the spell.
Yeah.
Some of his lackeys, are you?
Yeah. Do you know Maurix, do you?
Oh, we know of Maurix, aye.
That sounds encouraging.
That was loaded, wasn't it?
Can anyone flip me over?
Oh, yes. Okay, well, I mean, may need some help here. I'm quite weak, but I try.
Don't worry, sis, I've got you.
Whee!
and I lift the box.
Great, great. You're all upright.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Okay, well, make yourselves at home. We'll let you know when we're docked.
Wait, wait. What do you know about Malricks?
Malricks? Oh, that fella. Well, I say you're not the first people he's sent onto the river.
Yeah, he said that a lot of other people have failed. Duh.
Yeah. Nice.
Such
nice.
A good callback. Nice callback. Very good callback. Very nice callback.
Do you know what? That one gets an inspiration point.
Oh, damn it.
That is a long callback.
And you have to listen to the previous episode to know what that reference to.
So now we have impressed you. You can tell us, are we going to the Shadow Isle?
Oh, aye. We know the Shadow Isle. We'll take you there.
Everything you say kind of sounds like you're not going to do it.
Oh, we'll do it.
Will you do it, though?
Do you have any snacks?
Oh, you can wander this ship, see what you can find. Not much use for food for the likes of us, but there might be some left over.
I hunger. Thumper, would you?
I hunger.
I hunger.
What?
I hunger for the taste of fresh blood.
Well, we can't.
I get quite hungry. I'm peckish.
You need to get, what is it, a gallon you need?
Half a gallon a day.
Half a gallon. Jesus Christ, that's like, that's me no, and Bell. That's
it's not
us.
So much. Thumper, it would barely be one of your paws. Could I, would you mind if
oh,
I...
Oh, no, go to town, man.
Oh, thank you. Just hold your little bunny arm up here.
Yeah.
And its fangs come out and he just grabs onto your arm with his mouth.
Oh, no, neat, that's my lucky one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he drinks, and you sort of hear the sound like someone sucking a straw at the bottom of like the last dregs of a milkshake.
All right,
delicious, fine pedigree.
And how much damage does that do?
Oh yeah, it does damage you.
Oh, yeah. How much?
8 damage.
Oh, okay. That's bad.
And what does it do? Anything else? Is it like vampire bites, or is it just damage?
It damages her, and it heals me.
All right, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
I got healed for 3 there.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, we had healing potion if you needed healing.
Yeah,
I didn't need healing.
I
need to do it every day.
Yeah.
I have to have blood.
All right.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Have a lovely, lively time.
This guy, he loves to laugh.
Jolly fella.
And he wanders to the helm of the ship, kind of looking back at you multiple times. Someone can roll an insight check if you want.
Mm-hmm. 21.
I'll say with that, you notice that he's barely looking at Draugul. He's mainly looking at you three, and especially looking at you, Thumper, with like some very happy, excited eyes. Very excited that you in particular are here. I'm part of the show.
finger thumbing.
he finger thumbs you back.
Yeah. And as we sort of walk away, I'm like, this guy's up to no good. He wants our something. He wants something for us.
Really?
Yeah, probably our life force.
He was looking more at you than at me.
Yeah,
I have no life force. Yeah. This makes sense.
What should we do?
Bodo?
Who was watching the entire thing unfold.
Easy to forget they exist, isn't it?
Classic Bodil.
Bodil. Now I just see Bodil as like a roadie who's just been like big fan of you, cool guys.
Yeah.
Bodil, do you have any idea why this person was looking at us and not really focused on you?
Wait, I don't know, but I do not trust these. I don't trust these
spooky guys.
Spooky guys. Yes,
spooky guys.
Very spooky. I don't know. Maybe it's just my experience with the Isle. There were spooky things on there as well, but I've never seen people, well, spooky ones, so happy and excited.
Mm. Right. And hearing this, I turn to Belle, and I'm like, right, Belle, we're the smallest on the ship. Me and you, let's go the skies, and let's try and look downstairs. Downstairs? Is it downstairs?
It's downstairs.
What? Below
downstairs.
The different below decks.
Below down.
Yeah, this is a big kind of classic pirate ship.
Yeah.
Ship.
I don't know if we need a disguise. He was pretty clear about us exploring.
Oh, I think we should put on a fun disguise. It would just be a nice little thing that we used to do. I thought we could do it now if you fancy it.
Oh, right, that'd be fun. I just pick up a cloth from the ground. Is there
your cloth girl.
Sure, there's a real like tattered old sail thing there. Piece of sail.
Can you do your classic one on the other shoulders? You know?
Yeah, nice.
Two
gnomes and a trench coat.
I hop on your shoulders and I wrap us in the tattered cloth.
Oh, we're a giant cloth girl.
Woo!
Okay. Well, guys, we're going to go downstairs and have a little explore around, see if we can get any clues and why this guy's laughing so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna sort of talk to the crew and like talk, you know, make some friends while we're here, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I will walk around with Vamper and we will have a chat with some people.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let us start with the chatty guys first, seeing as though you guys will be traveling for a bit.
Yeah. Long walk.
Yeah.
Who can we see?
Well, right now you see kind of most of the time you don't see anyone. You just see kind of ropes being pulled as if by their own accord. You see other kind of things being shifted. You hear kind of footsteps pass by you, but you see no one who's making those sounds. But every now and then, every few seconds, you see like a little flicker into vision, the shape of a crew member in some form of decay.
So in the meantime, we're doing a little walk and talk, and I'm kind of putting wheels on the bottom of I've fashioned little round spools, and I'm sticking them under there, so he has a little...
I can trundle along. That's great.
You can roll along.
Push
there.
Push me around. I did not realize, honestly, that we would spend this much time on running water.
You know, I feel like it's something that Melrix should have, you know, accounted for.
I don't remember life outside the box now. I have become institutionalized in this box.
You approach where you see kind of a rope kind of is it being pulled.
Mm.
And then it got flickers in and out of your vision is the one who's like, that I described before, whose head was kind of flopping off the stump of its neck. You constantly see like an actual bottle of, a real bottle of rum kind of floating in the air. And every now and then he pours a drop, which splats through his body onto the deck.
My man, hello. I am Thumper, and this is Draugul.
How do you do? Draugul.
Draugul. What made you join this merry bunch?
Life.
What? Life? That's the one thing you do not have, man. You're undead, like me.
I joined. Gave my life.
Why?
Because I loved it. I loved life.
Weird, man.
So, why'd you give it away then, or?
Not my choice.
You didn't happen to be once upon a time sent on a mission by a devil, huh?
He nods.
Oh, shit.
Like the head head just kind of
It's really like, it's really quite gross. Being a vampire, you probably don't mind that much.
Oh, no,
but you might be a bit more disturbed by this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, quick chit chat in the box.
I come into the box and squeeze in. It's like, all right, what am I gonna do?
Okay, so it seems that the situation is that if they're going to kill our friends, you and our friends, and you're going to end up crew members on this boat.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, you're undead, but you're gonna be on here too.
Yeah, maybe they're not so interested in me. I mean, it's that they have to take the life and then you become, your life force becomes part of the ship or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of this cosmology.
You know, I saw the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And
she was not as good as the first one. It was not by anywhere near as good.
But there was a similar thing going on.
Yeah. Where it's like you're stuck here for eternity. Yeah, so either way, we gotta get to the island. We gotta get back to our band. We gotta, make sure our families aren't dead. I'm not quite sure, you know.
Maybe we need to take out the captain or something like that?
Yeah. I'll give him something to laugh about. Sorry, all right, get back out here. All elbows suddenly.
It was nice to have some contact. I
thought that was the beginning of the orgy. you were sitting there going, finally.
Oh boy, finally.
Meanwhile, below deck.
Belle, so now we've got this cloth over us, we can pretend to be a ghost, and maybe the ghosts will give us more information because they'll think we're one of them.
Yes, information is power. All right, let's walk up to this one. Who can we see?
Roll a perception check for me. Both of you can roll one.
Yay.
11.
17. Great. Doe, both of you kind of, there's not that much activity down here. You can hear the odd, kind of creaking footstep walk by you. And the odd kind of
do it back so they think we're a ghost. Yeah, nice.
But you do notice kind of beside some of the stairs that goes further down into the hull of the ship, there is a door that's kind of a bit musty and decayed looking. But you do see there is the spectre kind of standing guard at this door.
Ooh, look. What? There's one over there by that door. Doors are power. Let's go.
To the door. And I just march just to the door.
And I just wobble on his shoulders.
Whoa, careful.
Cool. So you make it to the door and you're just going to roll deception.
I got an 8.
14.
14, okay.
This cloth is not doing us any favours.
Okay, I'm going to roll for this spectre. Yo-ho.
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 Tell them the captain needs them upstairs.
The captain needs you upstairs and you must unlock the door before you leave. Yo-ho.
He looks at you with a furrowed brow and like,
no, he doesn't.
Oh. I cast suggestion.
Nice.
Okay.
Wisdom save 14.
That is a 13.
You need to unlock this door and go upstairs and have a sit down and a snack.
Just going to roll a little secret roll here.
What's the secret roll?
Okay.
Tell me the secret roll.
He seems, as your kind of spell takes effect, you see it kind of like the kind of the weave, you see it kind of twisting, entering into his translucent skull.
Cool.
So you can kind of see the magic taking effect on his spirit in front of your eyes. You see that kind of weave flick and there seems to be a little extra resistance there as it seems to struggle to take hold, but eventually does. It seems like something else is battling that, and he begins to cry.
Oh, no.
No. No. I don't want you. I don't want you. No.
And he starts screaming, and he just wafts very quickly up the stairs and out of the way. Meanwhile, upstairs, you see this figure of this ghost, now completely visible, just kind of come up into the top deck, screaming and floating above the deck. At this, you guys notice that Captain Cyrus looks over. Now his face suddenly becomes concerned and angry. His eyes become way more sunken and dark, and his hat pulses into like more of a solid form. That spectre that was flying away suddenly stops as if frozen in air. And he glides slowly back to the deck.
Oh, this is fucking scary.
And begins walking back down to his post.
So they're like...
So during that time, you guys are alone down there.
Okay, so we didn't see that.
So you,
we
just saw him just kind of move out of your way, and he's out of...
From life. Inside your coffin. I am like, we really should have signed a contract. This is what I always say.
This is not a union gig.
Okay, should we go inside?
Yeah, what was up with him? And we go through the door.
Grumpy Spectre.
The door is unlocked.
Great.
And you open up and you see a load of various cargo. You see some chests, most of which are empty. You see some like food and kind of wine barrels and stuff. Some are empty. Some still have like a little bit in there. Basically, it's dust. It's, you know, it's ghost ship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You also see a chest that has got a skull that has seemed to be fused to the top of it. And its jaw is unhinged and slightly ajar.
Ooh, something that's locked. Let's make it not locked.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah. Can I go up, just do an investigation check on it?
Yeah, sure.
19.
Wonderful. Okay, so you go up to the chest and you kind of try and open it. You see that it is firmly shut tight, but it seems there's no like visible mechanical lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
But with your investigation roll, you do see that the wood on the top, though most of it's covered in dust and decay and stuff, there's like a kind of splash kind of shape and corrosion, I think is the word, in the wood that kind of seems to start at the base of this skull and kind of drip down.
Oh, well, can I do an investigation check as to what that liquid is?
Yeah, I'll let you roll one as well.
Okay. 15.
Oh, 15, okay, yeah. Not bad. Yeah, you kind of run your finger along it and stuff, and it's not just simple water. There's a kind of slight stickiness to it.
Okay, can I taste it?
Yeah, and with your taste, I won't make you roll. There's a little unpleasant tinge of alcohol.
Oh, I've had my first alcohol!
Whoa,
I'm drunk!
No, oh my God, and I quickly take it off my shoulders. No, Belle, stab yourself out of it, and I slap her around the face.
Oh, wow, that was strong stuff.
Oh my God, well, I mean, how good was it?
It was really good. Now I know why Dad liked it so much. Oh my God!
Oh no.
Wow.
And we just take a moment, and I just nod, and I'm like, yes. He really did. Right, so I don't know.
Let's bring it upstairs to the others. And can I do a strength
the
check?
The smart ones.
Yeah, it's a fairly hefty chest. So if you're both lifting it, you can both roll.
Yeah, I got a 12.
2.
You begin
one.
Slowly
we're
dragging
just inching it towards me.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I mean, I'm super smart. I should be able to know what to do.
But meanwhile, seeing as that's going to take you a bit of time,
okay.
Anything you guys want to do up on deck?
Well, I think we should go down and warn our friends of what is happening, yes?
Yeah. Okay.
So I waddle my box over to the... Is there like a hatch or a doorway that
leads
down?
There's a doorway. There goes the doorway.
I get back out of the box. I was like, okay, later.
Yeah.
And I start wheeling you over to the downstairs. We start wheeling towards the downstairs.
Great. And then I shout into the doorway, can I come in? Because I need permission to enter any place.
Oh, yeah.
The captain already said we should go explore. So does that count?
That counts. Yeah. Okay. Push me down the stairs.
All right, go!
And as you push towards the stairs, the box stops in midair and you get shoved back.
Oh,
maybe it didn't count.
Oh.
As you recall, he was not looking at you much at all.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't have an invitation.
Well, I guess not. Oh, well, please enter the downstairs of this ship.
Can you invite me?
I guess technically, right? Yeah.
Okay, so then I just drop.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Slide downstairs. I'd imagine hitting these guys on the head.
Oh, God.
Roll me a dice.
Wait, what dice?
That's an 8.
Oh, mate.
Bit of dirt.
Oh, no.
Falls out and kind of covers some of the stairs.
Oh, my dirt.
Oh.
And suddenly you feel this wave of nausea.
Oh, no.
And you are a vampire on running water without enough dirt. You take a certain amount of acid damage, I believe.
20.
20 acid damage.
How are you?
I call down the stairs. Sorry.
Find my dirt. Bring me my dirt. I need my dirt.
Oh,
anybody get me dirt?
I bound down the stairs. I scoop some of the dirt in. I actually have a pouch. And that pouch is filled with dirt that I have grabbed. You'd like to see in my inventory.
Oh, it's genuinely that.
Yeah.
Is that actually a thing?
Well, no, I put it in custom because I knew we might need his dirt later. Oh, a pouch full of dirt, and I just sort of like emptied into the face hole.
Oh, that's yeah. Nice. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh God.
Okay, I'll allow that.
All right. But you did take, you took 20 damage?
20. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's going to be okay. And I pat you on the head.
Oh, thank
pat you.
Pat you on the head.
Yeah,
don't worry.
And it's got cure wounds. 6 points. 6 points.
6 points of healing.
6 points. Nice.
That's great. Thank you.
No,
okay,
thank
so do you.
That pain is alleviated quite a bit.
Yeah. So, but you've thundered down the stairs and have knocked us over, presumably.
Oh, yeah. Were they on the stairs when we were...
Sure, let's say that.
Plowed in the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What? Hello. Did that open the chest?
Little dudes.
I'm afraid not, no.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. Warning. The captain, he wants to turn you into a mindless worker on his ship. Warning.
Oh, yes. Steal our life force. That's right.
Danger. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we found a fun chest and we're now drunk.
Oh, describe this chest to me.
It's right here. Look.
It's so on the top of it, it's got a skull with its jaw slightly broken and there's alcohol coming out of it and it's kind of like pouring off the side.
Well, you can see the alcohol is coming from the beneath the skull.
I smell it. Does it smell like perhaps a sugar cane based alcoholic spirits?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, with all the information your companions give you.
Perhaps the skull needs a drink.
Let's take this here. I got you. And I pick it up with like one arm and stuff where they had been like carrying it.
Sure.
Yeah, we're still hanging on to it.
I put it under the chest. I put it under my arm. Like carry the chest and.
You guys could just drag me back up the stairs. I just fell down.
So you bring the chest back upstairs?
Yeah.
All right, you come back up onto the deck, carrying the chest. The Captain Cyrus, looks over you.
Yeah, how's it going?
And sees you carrying some of his booty, quite openly.
Oh, no. I cast Fog Cloud.
Okay. Fantastic.
Straight in. Great. Love it.
So just as he starts looking over, suddenly you cast Fog Cloud.
It gets foggy.
And he just said, fuck it, I'm just going to roll an intelligence thing for him. Okay, no, he fails that.
Oh, what a surprise. Sea mist.
And how you, we've decided, didn't expect this rolling fog. Oh. You were in the crow's nest, you didn't warn me at all. Hey, yo-ho.
And then...
While that's happening, I quickly run off and try and find that rum that person was drinking.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I see this rum, whatever is in that.
Yeah, bottle. No rolls required. I'll say you can go snatch it from this guy.
Aww. Oh, but it was a problem.
And bring it back into our little fog cloud.
Can I pour it onto the top of the chest?
Yeah, just the other side of the fog cloud so you can all see each other. You're not just blind.
Yeah.
It's in between you and...
Yes, no, pour it into the mouth of the skeleton, go.
Yeah, I know you do.
And you hear... And it pings open.
We open it. What's in it?
Okay.
And we leave it. Throw it overboard, no one needs to see it.
So, Dad was right, drinking can solve things.
Yes,
morals. Yes, you open it up and you see a few pouches. And you also see the hilt of a blade. And you also see two rings. So you have found a Ring of the Ram, which you can cast a certain spell from that can attempt to push people away. And you have found a Ring of Necrotic Resistance. The blade, you're not so sure of.
Can I do an Arcana check
on
the dagger?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was the worst.
Eight.
Yeah, you're not so sure. No, you think you'd need a bit more time with this stuff.
Well, we've got an hour in the fog. Bear with me, guys.
Okay, can I pick it up?
You pick it up.
Did anything happen?
No, the kind of cloth falls off it. And again, the blade kind of has this kind of like symbols of the air and like gusts of wind and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
I'm going to put it out there. I think we got to stab this captain with his own knife.
Oh, nice idea.
Good idea.
And even if it doesn't work, it'll be just fun. Sister.
I just called you
Ho.
Ho,
no. You're exactly like Dad when you drink.
I'm sorry.
Exactly like Dad.
Yo-ho.
As an invisible crew might mean, it just walks by.
He was a stand-up.
I pull the drum kit for a second. Pull it back up.
Hand me the dagger.
Here you go.
Through my face hole. Okay, waddle me over to the captain.
Okay, we wheel him over.
Wait, if you kill the captain, we do not have enough people to sail the ship.
Excuse me, my man. The one that we hand him back his rum and say, like, if you, anything were to happen to the captain, you know what would you do?
First of all, getting the rum back, he goes, yay. takes another swig, which sits on the deck.
I would be the captain. This crew would be mine.
Oh God! Right, you're all as bad as each other. We've got to keep going around stabbing people with this dagger.
Oh gosh, what do we do?
Oh, I see. I'll get rid of this.
A big gust of wind just blows your fog cloud away.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Just out of curiosity, how far are we away from the place we need to go, which is called the Shadow Isle?
Oh, I see a day or two.
A day or two. Oh, God, that's a long time. How many people does it take to sail the ship? Just out of curiosity, if I wanted to buy my own.
If you want to marry well, then you need a good like 20 or so at least.
We need all these souls. Well,
maybe if one of us kills him with the dagger, then we become the captain.
Maybe.
And then we'd have an army of souls. Oh, God, it's too much power. I see what it does to you.
Captain, I have something to talk to you about.
The captain's head turns towards you, but then turns away.
No. Captain.
He can't see you. He
can't see me. Captain.
He looks at the box.
Oh, crazy. This box has wandered up to you. Hey, Captain. I knock on the inside of the box so that you might notice there's something in there.
I know what you are. I have no use for you.
Oh, that's really rude, man. Hey, just because I am dead does not mean I am useless. I can be a friend, you know? I can be useful to you in other ways.
He just ignores you again.
Oh, okay. Well, Captain, I stab him in the head.
Yeah. We had to do it. Like,
Roll to it.
You
Natural
fucking
20.
Missed.
Natural
oh,
20!
Yeah. Out of the hole in the box, just the dagger on a very thin, wizened arm just shoots out and stabs him right in the face.
Fuck. All right. I want you to roll a d8 plus 3 to it, please.
5.
As you stab him and he kind of goes through his face, his eyes become more angry, but it still passes through him. You feel some sort of resistance, but not a full amount. But this happening, you feel there's a spark of energy within this sword, which you could activate right now. Do you wish to do so?
Yep.
Think about it.
Good. You suddenly feel the hilt in a split second just tremble, and the loudest belch you've ever heard just happens, and this huge gust comes out of the hilt of the sword. You have to steady your arm as the captain has to roll a strength saving throw. Fails. He just gets flown to the bow of the ship and kind of smashes into kind of the right at the end. He looked very angry. And what you see is left behind is the captain's hat.
Oh!
Put the hat on!
Put the hat on!
I put the hat on my box!
Suddenly you feel the presence of 20 or so other lives.
Oh!
As you have just put on the Captain Hat of the Wraith.
Ooh.
And this basically gives you the ability to command up to 22 spectres.
Orgy!
Oh, no! No!
Oh, my God!
His one desire.
He doesn't do a giant ghost orgy. Not right now, anyway.
Well, we can go around and ask to see if anyone's interested. Now that they don't have to like be bound to this.
I feel like you should command people to have an orgy. No, so can I control them?
You can, but in that moment as well, Captain Cyrus, you hear a horrible, unearthly screech from him. And 7 of the spectres, which he still has control of, that he doesn't need a hat for, which being the Wraith's ability, they swirl up into the air and meet him floating above the deck as he lets out an angry roar and he becomes about 3 times the size of what he was before.
Ooh.
Roll initiative.
Ah!
Oh, God. 15 for me, Greg.
10.
Oh, wow. That's a 20.
24.
Oh!
Ooh.
Mine is a 23.
So yes, he kind of lets out this mighty roar. And yeah, he's now hovering above the deck and he's now looking very angry. His form becomes even more shadowy and trails of smoke wisp off him and his eyes become this angry yellow. Yes, that's Captain Cyrus. But up first, Thumper, you get to work, act first as you see this happen.
My dudes of the Nameless. Listen, now you don't have to do what the captain tells you. You got a new captain now.
And I tip the hat a little bit. I give the hat a little jaunty tip.
Yes.
And I think I'm safe in speaking for my rest of the bandmates when I say that at the end of all of this, you can go free and live your own lives the way you'd like. So if you could just give us a hand here with your former captain, we can all be on our way.
Okay, cool. Roll a persuasion.
Oh, God. 11.
11. Ooh. Unfortunately, that's not enough. Oh, but man. but it's like you, because you still do have command over a load of specters. It's just if that worked, it would have given you like a bit more advantage with them. But like, okay. So you still have the specters. So yeah, that was an action, I'd say.
Yeah.
Have you got a bonus action or anything?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
I
reach into the chest and I toss the twins the ring of necrotic resistance.
Oh, very good.
Thanks.
Very good.
Pop this on, little dudes. And actually, I still have movement, and so I use it to push the casket.
Yeah, can you wheel me towards the?
Yeah, I push you towards
Cyrus.
The deck. Yeah,
great.
I'll allow that. Yeah, you just start rolling, and the way the ship is tilting slightly, it kind of helps out a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I'm rolling towards Captain Cyrus, and I roll up to him and his specters, and I stick my face out of the hole, and I make a scary face at them. Go, bang! With my vampire fangs, and my eyes wide open, and they roll over black, and I use my Hour of Reaping ability.
So the specters that he controls have disappeared. They've now become part of him. So This is just him. This is just him, like a giant form of a wraith.
Is he immune to frightened?
Do you know what? A wraith actually isn't immune to being frightened. It's immune to so much, but not frightened.
It's a very scary face. It's a wisdom saving throw. Only DC 13 that he has to beat.
Oh, unfortunately, he rolls a natural 18.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
So I just roll up to him and go, bah.
He just does nothing.
Nothing happens.
And he goes, bah, back.
Oh, scary. Okay, you got a good scary face. And I'm going to use my bonus action to spend one of my key points to take the dodge action.
Very good, because now it's his turn. And the kind of the ship, also the light of the ship has kind of like unnaturally become darker and more shadowy, and you can't really see that far off the ship anymore. Ooh. As there's this kind of ominous darkness happening. And Captain Cyrus reaches down, his arm kind of elongating even further than it should because of like shadowy tendrils, and he tries a life drain on you. Ooh, it's a good thing you're dodging. I think that is a 12.
What kind of damage is it?
It would be necrotic damage.
To which I am resistant.
Oh, so does it hit you with a 12 though?
With a 12. Oh no, it doesn't hit me.
Oh, it misses you anyway. So yeah, just you dodge out of the way.
Dodging box.
Great. Next up, it is Doe.
Great. So I pluck up the courage and I'm like, come on, you got this, Doe. And I run up. So I'm 60 feet away, please, Greg. And I be like, it's very, very unprofessional that you let your workers, your employees, drink on the job. You are fired. And I cast banishment.
Oh. Whoa. Okay. Okay. What save is that?
Charisma 14. Please be low.
He rolled a 9, bringing it to 11.
He's gone.
Oh my god! Where does he
He's
go?
He's gone.
So, as you say that,
you look so disappointed that you wanted this to go for a while.
His eyes kind of meet yours angrily.
Your life essence will feed the isle. You're coming with me.
And there's this horrible sucking sound and a as he kind of shrinks down into kind of one single dot and then He's gone.
Just turns into a fart.
He's gone.
He's been banished to another plane of existence.
Yeah, he's gone.
And being not a native of the plane of Avernus, if you can maintain concentration for a full minute, I believe he remains on the plane he's native of.
He doesn't belong here. And there's nothing, no reason not to have concentration.
Don't
so in
get
one
distracted.
Minute, he's gone.
There is no other enemies. The specters are under your control. Captain Cyrus is gone after eons of time working for the Shadow Isle, trying to keep it on this plane with whatever nefarious deeds he was doing. Captain Cyrus is gone.
Oh, yes! Oh,
instant
Yay!
Kill. You just banished him and he's gone forever. We didn't even have to damage him. Wow.
I toss the twins up and I have each one of them on each foot and I'm like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. Like a basketball hitting in the air. Yeah.
Keeping them up in the air.
Yes.
No, you did it!
And that
well
ominous
done.
Darkness just fades.
Oh, no, members of the crew, sail on.
Thank you so much for listening to Hell or High Rollers. If you'd like access to loads more content, including an entire side campaign run by Henry Shields, you can sign up to the Hell or High Rollers Patreon. Today's DM was Greg Tannehill. The players were Chris Leask, Ellie Morris, Henry Shields, and me, Erica Ishii. The music you're listening to right now is by Max Runham, and the show's producer is Gareth Tempest. Now check out this sick drum solo.
When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.